prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome up, friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 November 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We are glad you're with us. And I mean that. I have a special treat about every couple months in this program. I'm bringing on a guest that I've known now for many years. Been down to Tijuana, Mexico to visit him twice. And he become a friend, a brother, and a gentleman that I enjoy talking to. Don't get to talk to him very much because he's always busy, and he's a few hundred miles away from us. But we're going to talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez of BioCare Hospital in a minute. And if you have any health questions, please, tonight's your night to call at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Any health questions at all, if you or a friend or family member has a problem like cancer or anything else, Dr. Rodriguez is the man to call and talk to about some situations. If you're looking for some way to treat it without going through the torture chambers of American cancer treatments. So, but anyway, if you want to call and talk to us a minute, you can. So please feel free to do that. But before we get to that, I have a prayer request, please. This a lady by the name of Denise called. Her granddaughter is named Aria, A-R-I-A. She's about a month and a half old, and she has heart problems. She's not doing well. They flew her to a children's hospital, and now they say she needs a heart transplant. A month and a half old, folks. Now, that's Denise's granddaughter. I can only imagine how much that's tearing at the heart of the family. But let's pray for the family also, please, for peace and strength through this. But let's pray for Aria, A-R-I-A. I guess that's how you pronounce it, Aria, Aria. Please, ask our God for a miracle on this little child. Please. Millions have been slaughtered in the womb and wasn't wanted and threw in the trash can. This little girl is wanted by her family. Please keep her in your prayers tonight. Prayer warriors, please. God can heal her. Give her a new heart without a surgery. Please, folks, remember that prayer request, if you don't mind, okay? An update on a prayer request I asked for a few weeks ago for Bill from here in West Virginia. Asked prayer for his mother-in-law. She had some serious problems with her heart. We got a call on a Bible study Saturday. She's doing much better. Thank you, prayer warriors, for that. Thank you for your prayers. I'm going to give you an update when I can. Thank you so much. My oldest grandson, by the way, is doing much, much better. Still having some minor surgeries on his hands. He's doing much better. Thank you for praying for him. His little brother's, but as far as physical situation goes, completely healed. But thank you. And my brother, my little brother, Dick Richard is getting better over a period of time with his situation. So you prayer warriors have stood beside us for a long time, and thank you so much for that. But again, please keep us this young little lady in your prayers, that God would touch her and heal her body. I said that tonight's guest is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez with BioCare Hospital. I've been down to visit him twice. Second time I spent 2 weeks, had the whole gamut done to cleanse my body and blood out, to get my own stem cells processed and put back in me. And the things I saw was down there, the people I talked to, the tests I went through, all the things they'd done, the treatments I never heard of before in this country. And I want to share this very quickly, and I'll get to our guest. One of the first tests to do is when you get in, they prick your finger and take your blood and put it under a microscope, and they show you your blood cells moving around and how they're all bunched up, all clumped up, is what we call here in the hills. They're all bunched up and not spread out. At the end of the treatment, they show them to you again, and the blood cells are all flowing freely, separately as they should. Now, folks, if you haven't seen your blood cells, once you see your blood, you know there's a creator. Your red blood cells look like hovering, I don't know, tiny oval-shaped spaceships with a light under them. Your white blood cells look like diamonds floating through your veins. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm talking about something that's awesome. Awesome to look at. That's what our Creator has given us. And BioCare Hospital showed me things, taught me things I'll never forget. And I know it's helped me tremendously in my walk with the problem I had with my pancreas being burned up with Agent Orange. I've been diabetic for many, many years. Keeping it under control. Well, last time I had checked was 6.3, which is almost pre-diabetic. I'm doing the best I can with diet. I learned all this from Dr. Rodriguez and Dr. Vasquez when I was down there. And, folks, if you have a problem, again, maybe you can't go down there, but Dr. Rodriguez will be your doctor over the phone if you'll call and talk to him. And he'll give you a toll-free number in a minute. The line's open right now at 717-300-1698. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Here I am, Pastor. Very happy to be with you.
Right back at you, my friend. I mean, we go back a few years now. Ever since Lindsay Williams told me about you many years ago, and I finally had the courage to call you up and talk to you, I have to say, Dr. Rodriguez, and I mean this in a godly way, you're a humbling man to be around with the knowledge you have, the heart you have to serve people and help people. It's a blessing to know you.
Pastor, likewise, I have to say the same about you. It's been a privilege, and I will always be thankful to our good old friend, Pastor Lindsay Williams, for making us to talk to each other. Pastor William was a very wise, very intelligent man, and he told me, I'm going to introduce you to a person that I know you're going to like, and I think you're going to be good to each other. And he was absolutely right, and I will never thank him enough.
Well, thank you very much. And it's been a blessing to me, and I know many, many people that heard you through this program have commented on what you've done to help them, and what you do to help so many people for so many years. Now, folks, we know we have new listeners all the time. We're picking up new ways to broadcast. Well, now we're on Roku. You can go to Roku. Just go to Truth Be Told Radio Network, TB. I'm sorry, I get this right now. Truth Be Told, TBTRN, TBTRN. .com, a radio network, and you'll listen to this program live on Roku if you want to listen to us. No picture there. I don't do a video yet, but you can hear us audio if you watch it on Roku, okay? Love for you to join us. Now, but for the new listeners, I'm going to have Dr. Rodriguez do something I haven't done for quite a while. I want him to tell y'all a little bit about himself, about how he's called in, how he's called to be a doctor, and how he progressed from MD, a doctor and a surgeon, in the way he does now. Dr. Rodriguez, please, I know that you and I go back about the same number of years on this earth, so you grew up in Mexico, I grew up in the hills of West Virginia. Both of us kind of grew up in a lot of the same way. I grew up in the country, where we raised our own food. I had our own chickens. We had, you know, we had our own cow, milk cow. My grandpa did. We had our own milk and all these things, fresh butter. All this was, we grew up with that. You know, we grew our own gardens. We did that thing. You did the same thing in Mexico, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I did. I was very fortunate because, I mean, we almost share something that is now extinct. You don't see it anymore.
No, you
because
don't.
We had the privilege to grow up in a family where you had a mother. You had a full-time person taking care of the children. And that meant cooking and looking after you and making sure you did your homework and making sure you went to school, making sure you were well fed, that you were well covered. And they took all the time to do all those things and to educate yourself. I mean, I remember my how I was brought up, and I can tell that it is amazing. With today's challenges, you see, for example, that parents are working the whole day, children are left alone, they entertained by electronics, and they don't even think anymore because that's what the phone is for, etc. So sometimes I get very concerned about what's going to be in the future. But as a doctor, what I'm seeing already is that children are given the wrong type of foods just in the sake of convenience.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Doctor, I want to add one thing. And we were honored and privileged enough to have two parents in the home, a mom and a dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And that made a lot of difference. And it still does. We just have to understand and figure out how we're going to accomplish that with work and all the needs that we have. But children have to be guided. Children have to be taught. Children have to be guarded. And we have to protect them from a lot of things that are not very good.
A lot of things to protect them from were not accepted or normal when we were growing up either.
Correct. And let me tell you, we have now articles. For example, I just published a little article on Instagram and Facebook and so forth about is food an addiction? And yes, in many ways, food can be addictive, particularly the foods that we have today, because in our time, we didn't have processed food or ultra-processed food. So the amounts of sugar, the amount of chemicals, the amounts of flavoring and you name it, and so many things that we use today in the food industry just for the sake of shelf life. It's that simple. Food can be produced in California and sold a month, 2 months, 3 months later in Florida. And that has to hold. That has to have a shelf life. And for that, you have to put chemicals that protect it from bacteria, from parasites, for any sort of pests, but also to make sure that it doesn't, that the flavoring or that the consistency, etc., it continues to be there. And to do that, they put a lot of chemicals. And even if we said they're not harmful or they're not in big doses, whatever, those chemicals do not belong in your body, much less in the body
That's
of your
true.
Children. You
Very
see,
true.
And the problem is that they are producing already, we're saying it, addiction. So people have to be eating and eating all day with the result of overweight, with the result of fatty infiltration of the liver, which is right now the most common liver disease in America, and vascular problems, brain problems, etc. So we're looking at a younger generation that's actually sicker than we who are the old people.
That's true.
I mean, I've seen it around, and many of you can look around and see that if you have those friends that are 80 years old and so forth, well, they might be old, but they are performing and healthy in many ways. They have their problems because of age, but in general, they're bright, they're very well focused, they have a very good mental situation, etc. But you see many people today that are in their 50s or 60s that already have chronic degenerative diseases, if not already dead, because we are also looking at a generation of people that's dying very young. Cancer, which used to be an old person's disease, is becoming more and more common in younger people. Actually, cancer right now, it's growing a lot faster in younger people, let's say 30s, 40s, 50s, than in 70s, 80s, or 90s, which used to be the norm.
I will get back in a minute, but how you were transformed from a, we'll say, a regular MD to what you do now. But now, I got to ask you this question, and I know that you already know this, but I've done a lot of studying and listening over a lot of years about all these vaccines we're giving our children today and how they can cause cancer and do cause cancer. Are you seeing that also too?
Yes, definitely. Let me tell you, you say, okay, how come I switch from regular medicine to what I'm doing now? Well,
yes.
You know, if you were becoming a doctor back in the 1960s, as I was growing up as a doctor, I was going to medical school and so forth. If you wanted to think of what medicine should be, what medicine should be doing, every time you wanted to look up to something, that was medicine practice in the United States of America. I remember that one of my, in 1966, I went to Massachusetts, and of course one of my goals was to get a picture in front of Harvard. And it wasn't that I was going to visit the university. I just wanted to see the building. I couldn't believe I was looking at it. You see, that's what you were looking up to. But as I continued to becoming a doctor and learning and so forth, I started seeing some little problems in the way we did medicine. And some of those problems, we were beginning to become very addictive to drugs. We had this illusion. I was looking at this illusion that for every single illness, there was a pill. And if you didn't have a pill, just wait a little bit. Somebody is going to discover it. And if you have cancer, they're going to give you a pill and you get cured. If you have a heart attack, they give you a pill and you get cured, etc., etc. I have been more than 50 years a doctor, and I'm still waiting for many of these miracle drugs, because cancer, heart disease continue to do the biggest killers in America. And not only that, but as I was telling you, people are becoming with those problems younger and younger. So I think it takes a little bit of common sense, and that's what I'm going to try to convey to people that are listening to us tonight. It just takes a little bit of common sense. If I give you a pet, if you have a dog at home, if you like horses and so on, you know that the performance and the health of your pet depends on how you treat it, how you feed it. Food is the essential part of life. You cannot do without good food, period. You see, if somebody told me, you're not going to have any longer any medicine, you're not going to have any longer any sort of treatment, you can only keep one tool to heal people, food is what I would choose. Because I have seen real miracles. If you eat well, if you prepare your food, I once heard a very good nutritionist in England, and she was saying, you can't really eat everything. Anything you like, you can eat it, as long as you cook it from scratch. In other words, as long as you get the real food ingredients. Now, another important thing is food has to come from the field. Food has to come from the farms. It shouldn't come from a factory. So if you're buying food in a box, in a foil, in a can, that's not food. That's like, you know, the difference of feeding a dog, for example, just chow, instead of giving the dog food, real food. They're going to be completely different. You can look at it, for example, I saw it the other day on TV, how they prepare the food for Queen Elizabeth's dogs. She loves her dogs. And when you see, it's very simple, but it's real food. They use real meat, real something, and they just mix it and give it to the dogs. Well, that's exactly what we have to do with the dogs and with ourselves. Because depending on the care you give the person is what you're going to have at the end of your life. You're going to live longer, you're going to be healthier, you're going to be more active, and so forth. We are blessed, Pastor, because you and I, at our age, continue to work every day. I'm going to be 82 years old in a month, and at 82, I go to the hospital every single day and talk to people and try to get them excited, to get the illusion of what we're going to do, what else we're going to be researching, what else about the great results we have with some of our patients, etc. And I share with them. And I, thank God, I can still do it. And I can still get every morning and go to the hospital. I might not go the same number of hours as before, but I still have the drive to do it, and I really thank God every day for it.
Amen.
And I know many people, for example, that they're in their 50s and 60s, and they look tired, and they don't want to do anything. Many of them are just begging for retirement so they can stay home and do nothing practically.
But you know, Dr. Rodriguez, I think that a lot of, you say they don't feel like doing anything, and a lot of them don't do anything. That's a problem. They sit on the couch all night long, or they come home from work and they think that's the end of the day for them. They get a bag of chips and stay and watch a TV show, so your body, if your body's not active, it will die on you, won't it?
You have to. The human body was made to move.
That's right.
Period. If food is one thing, food is movement is the other. And every time I talk to people and I say you have to get more physical activity, I always tell them, and I'm telling you, everybody that's listening to us tonight, don't get sneakers and sports clothing. No, by moving, I mean, do more things. We used to do so many things by hand.
Yes.
We used to walk to school, walk back from school, do your room, do your bed, do a lot of things, do the dishes, use a broom and use a mop. All those things are fantastic tools to exercise. A broom is going to be a lot more... a better exercise for your heart and for your muscles than going to a gym. Just get a broom and just sweep anything you find, inside, outside, the sidewalk, whatever. But use a broom, use a mop.
Are you telling me that? Are you telling me that sweeping the floor is better exercise than going to the gym?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And I'm not saying it is just because. Let me tell you, there's an essay, an experiment they did in England. They took two groups of people. One of them went to the gym with a professional trainer looking after them. The other group stayed home, but they had to clean their houses every day with a lot of detail. They had to move furniture, to sweep under the carpet, to make sure that everything was clean, do the dishes, do drapes, you name it, lamps, everything had to be clean. And instead of having a professional trainer, as the ones that went to the gym, they had a professional cleaning inspector who was going with a white glove, checking if there was any dust or anything like that. Okay. I know you will figure out the answer. If not, I wouldn't be telling you this. Who lost more weight? Who had better physical activity records? The group that stayed home and cleaned their houses. Not the people that went to the gym.
Wait till I tell Marcia that. She may come and see you. She may come and see you then. I don't know.
Oh, I hope she does. Well, just using a vacuum cleaner. You see, you have a vacuum cleaner and you're moving around and doing these movements back and forth. And the only thing I suggest people is do it a little bit on your right hand, a little bit on your left hand, so you can balance this. But just clean your house, move furniture, take the chairs out, then clean the room, put the chairs back, put the dust. I mean, something that simple as dusting your furniture. It is a good exercise, and it's very natural. I tell also people, people used to do their laundry by hand. Just think how much physical activity it meant. If you have a bunch of clothes and you have and you go and have to wash it by hand, God, I'm sure you'd be sweating all day long because it's a lot of exercise. Right now, we barely do anything of that thing.
Well, I can remember when my mom used a washboard and then my dad found her a wringer washer. Now, folks out there, I know what I'm talking about probably, but a washboard was hard work. I remember doing that with the washboards. I really do. But then my dad got her a wringer washer, a used wringer washer. A lot of folks don't know what that is, I'm sure, but it would wash your clothes. You ran them through. Well, we're going to break already. Folks, back at the break, your phone calls, like I said, at 717-300-1698. Right now, we're just sharing some common sense thoughts. I hope you're paying attention.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks. We are back again. Welcome to the program tonight. The lines are open. And again, the number is 717-300-1698. We want you to call and talk to us. I mean that. I really do. And you know what? Our theme song, This is War, and you think, well, you're talking about health. Well, I mean, that's no, this is war also. A sick body is hard to do anything with, and it's really hard to do some things. Maybe you feel like you should for the Lord when you're not well. And not only that, it's our duty, according to Scripture, to take care of our bodies. Matter of fact, it's a sin not to, if you know, to do things that hurt your body. Now, a lot of things we do, I didn't know myself for many years. Now that we know the truth, though, once you know the truth, you're accountable for it. Whether you like it or not, you're accountable for it. So I suggest pay attention, folks, because we're finding tonight what you can do to help take care of your body. I was talking to Dr. Trembath during the break. Now, Dr. Trembath, anything you want to say before I ask you a question? Anything else you want to add? Dr. Trembath.
Yep,
Dr. Rodriguez. Dr. Rodriguez, is there anything else that you'd like to add before I ask you a question? Anything else that you want to add?
Well, no. You can go ahead with the. If you have a question, let's go right ahead.
I have a question. Yes, I do. Agent Orange kind of fried my pancreas in Vietnam, and I didn't know. Of course, when I was there, I mean that was a common thing. They sprayed around their bases all the time, and some of the Army was out there spraying it right out back of trucks with no shirts on, no protection at all, because we were told it was safe not to worry about it. It was okay. And that's what they told us. And it was just a harmless chemical that was going to kill the vegetation around the base.
Yeah.
We should have thought, well, if it's going to kill vegetation, it might kill us too. But no, we didn't. We didn't think of it. We just listened because we were just, well, we enlisted men that had no idea what was going on. That's, I hate to say it that way. It's just the truth. So They sprayed all over the place all the time, and it really did destroy my pancreas over a period of time. It really has caused me a lot of problems. I've been diabetic for over 30 years because of that, and I've been keeping in control with diet and medicine. But I will say this, diabetes is a progressive disease, Dr. Rodriguez. You can keep under control very well with diet, But the disease just doesn't go away. You end up probably with a peel and maybe something else along the way. My last A1C was 6.3, one before that 6.1, which is about pre-diabetic levels. My A1C is perfect. But here's my problem. Over the last couple, 3 years, especially the last year or so, a year or 2 years, I've had trouble with neuropathy in my feet. And it really is, it's really gotten to the point that I stagger. When I'm standing still, I have a hard time just standing still because I wobble when I do. I know it sounds silly, but I do. So if I'm walking on level ground, not too bad. But other than that, I have a hard time. I can't walk in the woods like I used to because the ground's uneven. I trip over things. And I do take electrical shock treatments once a week on my feet, trying to get the nerves re-stimulated. I take a new product that's just been advertised called Neurop-Away. It's all natural supplement to help get the circulation back in my feet. What can be done to help? And I know I'm not by myself on this. People out there listening, I have the same problem. What can be done to help reverse this situation?
I know. You're not alone, unfortunately. Neuritis is a big problem. And it's very much connected with diabetes. It's connected to overweight. In other words, it's the result of a metabolic problem with the body. And like, for example, in your case, where the pancreas has damaged, you're not going to be able to use sugar products as a normal person. And that in time creates an inflammation that can affect the nerve endings and some of the most frequently affected are the ones in the lower limbs. Why? Because the lower limbs are further far from the heart. So it means they receive less blood flow than the rest of the body. So they tend to have more problems than any other part. So, but believe me, there might be a small degree of neuritis in other parts of the body, but they don't show as they show in the lower limbs what's happening with, which is what's happening to you.
Okay.
Two things. One of them is limit the amount of sugar or sweeteners that you're using in your life, which I think you're doing.
I'm asking a quick question. I use a sweetener called monk fruit when I use sweeteners called monk fruit. Is that a decent one to use?
What I would do, because you have this problem and because what I'm looking at your glucose in long term from 6.3 to 6.1 is not going down good enough. It should be under 5. What I would do is I would not use any sweetener at all.
Not at all.
If you want to use anything, I would use raw honey. Raw honey is not sugar. Raw honey is a completely natural product that contains proteins, that contains amino acids, that contains a lot of things, and also contains a lot of chromium. That's why it has that color, that golden color, because of the chromium. And chromium helps your body to metabolize sweeteners. So I would get away with anything that's going to be any sort of sweetener, and stick only to honey. And even with that, I would use smaller amounts whenever possible. I would. You have to learn to eat unsweetened things. That would be one of the things. The other one is carbohydrates, any sort of flour-made product. You see, many times this could be connected to gluten intolerance. So by staying out of wheat, that might be also a good help.
Well, can neuropathy be reversed?
It, at least to some degree, yes, it should.
Okay.
Diabetes, as you said, no, diabetes will stay with you. But at least at this point in medicine. But the other problem, the neuropathy, should be able to improve. But for that, as I tell you, I would treat this as a gluten intolerance, no wheat product whatsoever. So bread and cookies and anything that's made of wheat, I would take it out of my life. And same with sweeteners. You can stick to other types of foods. You can have sweet things. Like, for example, if you eat an orange, if you eat a peach, that's all right. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to use any added sweetener. If the food is sweet because it's sweet, go right ahead. And that goes for the honey. Honey is a food that's naturally sweet. But you're not adding anything to honey to make it sweet. It is sweet, period. A strawberry is sweet. That you can eat. But you shouldn't have anything where any sort of sweetener, even if it's a zero calorie, sweetener has been added. By the way, the zero calorie sweetener is a death trap, because yes, it does not have any calories. It's not going to produce any. In theory, it shouldn't produce any problem, but it does, and produces a lot of things, because the brain, which is the master of everything that happens in the body, when the brain detects something sweet, sets in motion a lot of mechanisms in the body that are very important, and they're made to deal with the food you're taking. But when you have something sweetened with a zero-calorie product, you set all these mechanisms, all these metabolic mechanisms in action, but there are no calories. So they have nothing to work with. And what it ends doing is it ends producing fat that goes to the liver and goes to the love handles. The best way to develop love handles is to have zero-calorie sweetened things. If you have a soda that has zero calories, a diet soda, anything like that, you're going to be helping your love handles more than anything else, and you're going to be creating inflammatory liver disease because of fat deposits in the liver.
And even diet drinks do that.
Even diet drinks are worse. If you have to drink something, have something normal, just like President Trump said, why don't we make Coke with sugar, with real cane sugar? That would be a lot healthier than no calorie drinks. No calorie drinks are a trap.
All right. That's stuff a lot of people swallow. I knew that, but a lot of folks don't believe that. Before we run out of time, we got to take a phone call or two here, because we're getting into the last half of the hour already. Let's go to and speak to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor, I'm gonna be quick and get out of line. Dr. Rodriguez, the last time that you were on, I called in and told you about some hearing issues that I was having, and you told me to gargle with either sea salt or baking soda, and I've done that. And I want to tell you, when I called you, I could sometimes get my ears clear, but now I realize when it's clogging up, and it's very few times in the day, and I can generally do some yawning exercises and get it to unclog. And I just wanted to call you and tell you thank you.
Okay. I'm very happy to hear that. And what I would do, you probably have a chronic obstruction of the passage. There's a passage between the inner ear and the throat. That's why when you yawn, you can open it up, and then it balances the pressure, and you can hear better. But also, what I told you about the gargles, that gets rid of the inflammation of your throat. One thing that might be happening is sometimes when we go to sleep, if we snore or if we have acid reflux, you can have inflammation of that part of the pharynx, and that's going to make the problem worse. So check if you snore. You have to correct that and make sure that you don't have acid reflux on top of anything. The gargles and the jawing are an immediate solution for a problem that might have a chronic reason for it.
Well, I tell you the truth. I have never had to take any kind of treatment where I had to gargle, and I had to learn how to do it. And there was a window and a mirror that got spray painted a couple of times. I finally figured out how to do it. Now I'm wondering if I can't maybe do songs or something in it and try to make some money. Not. But you know, I did want to thank you, Dr. Rodriguez, and okay. please send the bill to Pastor. It's his show.
Okay. I'll pass it to you, Tom. Don't worry. All right, thanks for calling, Tom. Good call.
Thank y'all.
All right, let's go next to Donna in Arizona. Donna, come on in. Welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you, Pastor. Dr. Rodriguez, several years ago I had shingles on my chest and in the back side of my left side of my chest and front. And I got rid of the shingles, but the nerve pain stayed. And I still have the nerve pain today. They've given me medication for it, but it was horrible side effects. And so I would rather have the pain. So is there anything you can think of that could take away the pain?
Yes, I can think of two things. The shingles are an infection of the nerves. So when the shingle episode goes away, there's still inflammation in the nerves. That's why the pain continues to be there. So what we have to do, you told me it's in the chest?
Yes, sir, on the left side of the front and back of my chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very good situation because it's going to be easier for you to work with. Okay, one of the things that you're going to have to take is vitamin C. You can take like 1 gram of vitamin C a day and get a B complex, any sort of vitamin B complex that you can get in Walmart or anything like that. Look for B complex and take 2 of those in the morning, 2 in the evening.
Okay, vitamin
D, others,
like David, or
no vitamin C, C as in Charlie,
and B like in Bravo, and B like in Bravo.
Oh, okay.
And B like in Bravo, yes. Okay, and the other thing that you can do, that's why I was asking you if it's in the chest, because it's going to be very easy for you to have a warm towel. You can soak a towel in warm water and put it on top of the area that's hurting you and do it in the morning and do it in the evening. Put something on the bed, lay down, put it in there and cover it. The other thing you can do is you can take a towel, rinse it very well, soak it in warm water, and squeeze it and then put it on top of this, and then you can put a heating pad so it continues to be hot. And you can do that like for 20, 30 minutes in the morning, 20, 30 minutes in the evening. That's going to be also very helpful. But take the vitamins because you might be needing that. And while you're taking vitamins, I would add, because as we get older, we do not produce vitamin D anymore, D as in David. So, and I would make sure that I would take, I don't know, probably a couple of thousand units. Most of the tablets you can buy, again, at Walmart or any place, you can get vitamin D3 and normally comes in 2,000 units or 5,000 units. And I would take about 5,000 units every day.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Anything else, Donna? Anything else?
What? Nope.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Well, thank you, Donna. And tell your other half I said hi.
I will tell him.
All right. Thanks, sweetheart. All right. Good call. All right. Let's go now to Texas and talk to John. John, come on in.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about your feet a while back, and then I was listening to a deal, and Dr. Group has these foot pads, and it's supposed to draw toxins out of your feet.
I have some of those. I've used those. I use those. I do.
Okay, yes. Well, I didn't know if you did or not, but I just thought I would say that.
Well,
but,
thank you.
Something else, too, with Longevity's Glucogel, it has manganese. And I was reading that Doctors Don't Lie, and I guess some of the parts of your inner ear is mainly made up of manganese. And if you have, like, a deficiency in manganese, you could go deaf. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, manganese is a very important mineral, and you're correct. It is kind of important to make sure we are not deficient in manganese, but it is a mineral that you can get in some trace mineral formulas that contain zinc and manganese and chromium and those things. You can have those and make sure that you supplement it.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was interesting whenever I read that, about the ear and stuff. But anyway, that's about all I had to say.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay,
good point.
Thing,
thank
dude.
You.
I had I had this sore between my fingers for like about a year. And anyway, at the time, I had diabetes mellitus, but I didn't know it. But I ordered this stuff called Body Ease from Alex Jones, which I think it doesn't exist anymore. And anyway, you know, the turmeric and the combination of stuff he had in there gets rid of inflammation. And so whenever I did that, that sore finally went away. And then I lost some weight on top of that. So I just figured that it was giving me the inflammation, you know, that I had.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So... Yeah, it really kind of changed my life because I kept on trying to do all this stuff, and it wasn't going away. And then whenever I did that, and like I say, I think it's a matter of getting rid of the inflammation from the diabetes and the hepatitis, you know, that it finally went away. But that's all I had to say.
Good point. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Very good call tonight. Very good calls. We got time maybe for one more if you hurry. 717-300-1698. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, I mean, I know we talk a lot of time talking about neuropathy and feet, I don't do much sugar. Sweet things are not my weakness. I had to learn how not to eat bread. If I do eat bread, I try to get rye bread. I know that's supposed to be a lot better for you than wheat bread for diabetics. And have a lady go to gym where I go that does bake rye bread, and I do get a loaf now and then. But these are things that people are common. We know about people have cancer and they have heart disease and all that. But many people in this country, millions of Americans, are diabetic, and mine because I have no pancreas that works. And we take that as it is. That this is what it is. And I'm trying my best to keep it regulated. I'm 77 years old, and other than my feet bother me, I do about what I want to do. I just have to be careful when I move around. But I want to get an answer to that. So it can be at least slowed down then. Is that true?
Yeah. So believe me, and we're going to work on that. As you're talking, I'm kind of thinking of what else can we do. And as soon as I get something, I'm going to call you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. By the way, I got the multivitamin you sent me. Thank you so much, folks. Dr. Rodriguez does offer a line of vitamins and minerals you can get through him, and I suggest that you get them through him if you can at all. But if you get a bottle, look at him, you're going to find out those things are some of the best in the world. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
What I really want to tell your audience, Pastor, and you know this already, is that, like tonight, some people pick up the phone and ask a question, and then 1 hour later, many of you that are listening to us tonight might say, oh, gee, I should have asked about this, or why didn't I call and talk about this other problem that I have? I want to tell you that when we finish the broadcast, I'm going to be available. we have a toll-free number. You can call. You can ask for me by name. I want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. I have a question, and I'm going to be answering your question. It's completely free. I just want to help people to answer questions without the right way. I don't want you to do things that God knows what you're doing or just because you heard it somewhere. If you have a question, please send it to me, call me, and I'll be very happy to talk to you and help in any capacity that I can.
Well, that's fair enough, folks. Here's the number. Write this down. A toll-free number, 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. One more time. 800-701-7345. You call down and tell me that you want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, and if you want to, mention my name. I'm sure I may not help, but it won't hurt. And ask it to me, have some questions for him, and he will be glad to talk to you. He's on East West Coast time. It's only 6 o'clock his time. He'll be there a little while longer this evening, or you can call tomorrow. But do give him a call, folks, and talk to him. Don't be afraid to. Please believe me. He's just like me, just as humble. I say humble, just as calm as old shoe. Nothing. He's just a man that likes to help people. He's nothing but a servant of God, and he wants to do what's best for the people. So feel free to call him, 800-701-7345. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much, and I do appreciate you so much. And maybe God willing, one day I'll get to see you again down on this earth before it's all over. But what
that is, I would love that too.
I would love that very much. I really would. All right, and thanks for being with us tonight. And you have a wonderful evening, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, folks, there you go. 800-701-7345. And what can I say? The man has a heart to help people. Thanks for the phone call tonight. Well, folks, I hate to even say this, but we haven't had to ask this for a long time. Finances are getting pretty tight. It happens this time of year, around the holidays. It does. If you can help us, we'd appreciate it. If you want to place an order for anything, order any straws or any mouthwash, toothpaste, whatever books, whatever materials they have. If you want a catalog, catalog's totally free. If you call and give Faith your address, we'll send you out a catalog. No charge. 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And tell Faith what you want. Donation or order or whatever you want to do. We love you, folks. For the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.